Shiri Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Samach Vov Omer Aleph, and we're in the middle of Simen Lamed Ches, and we're talking about some of the halachos of who is obligated to wear tefillin. And the Mechaber starts with Sif Hey, Ovel, the person who Nebuch is in Avelus for, one of the seven relatives that you sit Shiva for. So during the week of the Shiva, the Ovel on the first day, Biyom Rishon, also Laniach Tefillin, doesn't put on tefillin on the first day. However, Mikan Va'eloch, Chayiv, after that first day, he is obligated to put on tefillin, even afilu bo panim chadoshos, even if new mourners come to the Beis Ovel. What do we mean by the first day? So the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Tef Zayin writes, Pirush, afilu bayom shenikbar, even on the day that the burial takes place, she'enu yom hamisa, which is not the same day as the person passed away, kivon shehu yom rishon la'avelus v'lamenachmim, since the day of the burial is the first day of actual avelus, and when mourners are coming to visit him, so even though the person was nifter the day before, nevertheless, that is considered the first day, the day of the burial, and you don't put on tefillin that day. The Alkein, therefore, afilu nikbar balayla, therefore, even if a person is buried at nighttime, as is the custom in many communities in Klal Yisrael, lo yoniach tefillin bayom, that entire next day, one doesn't put on tefillin because the layla precedes the day in halacha. So the next day is really a continuation of the day of the kfura, albeit it was at night, and therefore one doesn't put on tefillin that entire day. The Be'er Heitev points out that, of course, when the person has not yet been buried who passed away, so then that the relatives are in what's called aninus, and the biyom hamisa, on the day of the death itself, prior to the burial, patur mikol hamitzus, kol zman shelo nikbar, the family that is sitting shiva, or will be sitting shiva, is right now in aninus, and they're patur, exempt from doing all mitzvos aseh, including putting on tefillin. Dirshu footnote number 12 points out, based upon the Arizal that is brought down by the Be'er Heitev, the ein lo haniach tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam kol zayin imei avelus, that 7 days of avelus, one doesn't wear the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam for those people that have the custom to wear it all year long. So Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes this lahalacha. However, the Birkei Yosef, the Chida, brings down in the name of the Rashash, and as well, this is brought down in the name of Chaim Vital, one of the star main pupils of the Arizal, that this is not correct, and one should put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin during the Imamim of Avelus, during the days of Avelus. And the Kaf HaChayim, the great Sfaradi posek, says this is in fact the minog amongst the Sfaradim. Mishnah Brura continues and he writes, Avol Meiso Nikbar B'Chol HaMoed, the person Nebuch passes away and is buried on Chol HaMoed, so then Meniach Tefillin Bein B'Chol HaMoed, then the person does put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, even that very day. The Prima Gadim, the Mishnah Brura points out, says that not everybody agrees with this. Mikol Mokom Yomarhu Lo Hayom HaRishon, because that's still a very sad day for the person, and the same rationale applies that we don't wear tefillin on the day of burial applies here in Chol HaMoed as well. And additionally points out, you certainly don't make a bracha on them if you do wear them. And by the way, the Mishnah Brura says, that's our minhag anyway for those that wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, that we don't make a bracha on them. And this is true, Ben La'achar HaMoed, if the person was buried on Chol HaMoed, and then there was Yontif, and then it's now after Yontif, and this is the first day of Avelus, you do put on tefillin. Mikol mokum kvar nichamuhu menachmim b'moed, since there was some sort of a nicham avelim on Chol HaMoed and on the last days, so we do, in fact, wear tefillin that first day post-Yontif of real Avelus. Similarly, v'chein kishadikbar b'yom tov sheni, for those places that do bury on Yontif Sheni, which is technically permitted, although many communities do not do this, in the Hasidic communities, they do. Yoniach tefillin b'isruchag, then when you put on tefillin, you do put them on isruchag, because the Yom Tov Sheni olu l'min shiva, because in that situation, the day of Yontif counts for the minyan shiva, and this is especially true in Chutz Laretz. V'yom sha'achar mo'ed yechoshiv l'sheni, and therefore Yisruchag is considered already the second day of Avelus, and we all put on tefillin on the second day of Avelus. V'chein im shoma shmua kerova, the Mishnah Brura then says, if a person heard what's called the shmua kerova, what does that mean? The hainu b'toch shloshim, that's within 30 days of the patira, the death of the person, you find out that your person's relative has passed away. Even afilu b'yom shloshim asim, even if it's on the 30th day itself, that's still called a shmua kerova, a nearby shmua, nearby hearing of the loss. Gam kein dino kiyom akvur, then the same dinim applies if this was the actual day of burial and you wouldn't put on tefillin on that day. The issue footnote 16 brings down the Mishmer Shalom, who says that if you were to hear this Shmua Krova on Shabbos, then you would put on tefillin on Sunday. Kivin should be Shabbos kvar nohag avelus b'tzina, Ruhayomar, because there are some aspects of Avelas that do apply even on Shabbos, those that are in the privacy of one's home, and therefore that is the day that's called the Yomar, the sad day, and the next day, Sunday, is technically the second day of the Avelas, and therefore you would put on tefillin. The issue footnote 13 points out that the Magen Avraham, who said, do put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed if that's the first day of Avelus, because the reasoning is that that's supposed to be a Yomar that we don't put on tefillin, and Chol HaMoed by definition is not a Yomar. The Mishnah Berurah now adds, L'chein afilum shama balayla, if you hear the Shmua Krova even at nighttime, similarly the din applies, lo yonich tefillin bayom, that is considered the day, Yomar, that you're hearing this news. V'afilu bolo Shmua Krova kishavari niach tefillin, v'hischel ispalo, and Rachman al-Islam, if somebody hears the bad news that their relative passed away while they were wearing tefillin, since this is a Shmua Krova, this is like the first day, and therefore, even though the person's already buried, this is the first day for that Nebuch Ovel, and therefore Cholson, he has to take off the tefillin right then and there. However, if it's what's called a shmur rechoka, more than 30 days, the hainu la'achar shloshim, she'enu avelus rak shoachas, in that situation, if a person never hears that their relative passed away, but it was more than 30 days ago, so then there's only a din of sitting shiva for one short period of time, shoachas, a short hour, so to say, mutul la'nech tefillin, even if he hasn't yet put on tefillin, he's allowed to put them on, and certainly, v'koshe kein she'en tzorch l'chotzen, if he's wearing the tefillin, he doesn't have to take them off, because this is not like a regular shiva. And not like a regular first day of Avelus, that it's a Yomar. And therefore, V'alkein, in Balu Ashmu, Be'emsa Psukah Dezimr, Uchli Chaya Gavna, the person's davening and he hears this terrible news, Lo Yachlotz HaTfilin, he doesn't have to take off his tefillin, Rach Yachlotz Min Olav Mishum Avelus, he should take off his leather shoes to show and demonstrate that he is in Avel, V'im Ayideh HaShmu, Boli Dei Be'achi, however, if as a result of this news he's going to cry, so then, Tzarech L'chotz, and he should take off the tefillin, because one shouldn't be wearing tefillin when one is very sad, as we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem in tomorrow's Shia. The issue footnote number 17 brings down the reasoning behind the problem of wearing tefillin while you're very sad. It's either because you're going to have some sort of a hesach hadas from the tefillin that will result in a person doing something that's improper to wear tefillin for. For example, he may go into the bathroom because he's so distraught. Or the Aruch HaShulchan brings down kisha libo nishba, when a person's brokenhearted and he's very sad, he can't possibly have the simcha of the mitzvah of tefillin. The Ramaram Banat brings down, it's not a problem of Hesach Hadas or lightheadedness. Nevertheless, since he's not happy, it's as if he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah Tefillin, and therefore why bother wearing them? And the last opinion is the Emek HaBracha, who says, She'ikar isa be'hesach hadas u'mishum she'bekach eno omid b'matzav shel yira. When a person doesn't think of his tefillin, he's not standing in awe in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so too, somebody who is so saddened by their loss is also not going to be able to stand in awe in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Sivkot Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah states, the tefillin nekroim per in the Pasuk. The tefillin are called the pe'er, and an ovel is ma'olel ba'efer, and an ovel is wallowing in the dust. De'enoa loseis pe'er tachas efer, and we don't switch around this pe'er, this glory, with the dust, the ashes. In Sivkot Yud Ches, the Mishnah Berurah writes that after the first day you do put on tefillin, because the Pasuk says, v'achriso kiyomar, the day afterwards is a bitter day, and we learn from here, Shema Minah, the Ika Meriris who Yom Rishon, the first day is the most sad day, the other days of the Shiva are not as sad, and therefore one can wear tefillin during that time. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Ches says that we are chayv to put on the tefillin even if new people are coming to visit, mashma, the chayv miyad, you put them on immediately. However, there is an opinion, V'yesh Poskim, that B'yom Sheni, on the second day of the Avelus, you don't put them on as soon as you can in the morning, but you wait until Ein Lo'niach Kodim HaNetzachama. You don't put them on before the sun rises. In the second day of morning, preferable to wait to put your tefillin on until after sunrise. And therefore, he says the proper thing to do is to follow this opinion, which is brought down in Yoredeya, that not on the second day to put on tefillin before the sun rises. This can have ramifications for a person who davens very early, especially if Netzach Chama is very late. What do we mean by even if there are Panim Chadoshos, new mourners? So that means new mourners to come to be Menachem also, that's not a reason not to put on the tefillin. Umashma the Meniach L'chatchila, and L'chatchila one can put on the tefillin in this situation. Avol Ho'achronim, he brings down in the name of the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim, Maske de'en laniach b'fneim tefillin ad she'ochlehem, that it's preferable not to put on the tefillin if there are new mourners that have just come to visit. Elo de'en choletz, but if you already have them on, you don't have to take them off. If you put on the tefillin before the mourners come. That's why it's preferable that the Avelim should have their tefillin on as soon as possible when they're going to put them on in the morning. Now we go to Sif Vav. The Mechaber writes, B'tisha B'av, chayovim b'tfilin. On Tisha B'av, a person is obligated to wear their tefillin. And the Ramah says, V'ayin lekamun simen tof kuf nun hey. Go look in the halachos of Tisha B'av as to the practical ramifications of this halacha. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that the lo chomer Tisha B'av mishayim avelus, that Tisha B'av is not more stringent than other days of avelus. And just like an avel is obligated in the days of the Shiva, which is a personal avelus to put on tefillin, so too we are obligated to put on tefillin on Tisha B'av. However, the custom has come down that we do not wear our tefillin together in shul at shachris on Tisha B'av. Some individuals do put on their tefillin at home in the morning, but the minhag is that everybody wears their tefillin by mincha on Tisha B'av. The issue footnote number 18 brings down that there is a problem potentially when you put on your tefillin at mincha time on Tisha B'av to read the parshios of the Kriyat Shema and the other two parshios in the tefillin, because that is learning Torah, and that's of course prohibited on Tisha B'av. He adds that those that have the custom to wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin every day are also allowed to put them on Tisha B'av as well. Siv Zayin, Chasson Vishush Binov, the Chasson and his entourage. What does that mean, the entourage? So the Ramah says, Pirush, Reyav Hasmechim Imo, his very good friends that are with him. We'll explain this more in the Mishnah Berurah in a moment. The Chobanei Chuppah Peturim, and all the people at the Chuppah are actually potter from putting on tefillin. Now, this is obviously not what we do, so the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sim Katan Chof Beis, the Chobanei Chuppah, the Dafu Bimoka Machuppah. This is only true at the wedding hall itself. The Shom Shriach Shikrus Vekalis Rosh, because there people get unfortunately inebriated and they're very lightheaded, and that's of course inappropriate when you're wearing tefillin. We, even if we have an early wedding, it's never in the morning, or almost never in the morning, and therefore we of course always put on tefillin, and then we're Yotze, our obligation to wear tefillin. In Sivkot Chof Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah explains Peturim, so he brings down the Tshuvas Ramah that says, nowadays, the Ha'idna Sha'af HaChosin Chai B'Kriyashma Tfila. Nowadays, even our Chasanim go and say Kriyashma and Tfila, which we'll learn a little bit about later on in Siman Ayin. Memeila, therefore, Chayavim HaChosin V'chol B'nei Achup Agam HaTfilin. And since we do say Kriyashma and Tfila, Shmon Esrei, so the Chosin and all the people at the Chuppah do, in fact, Davin, and if they haven't put on Tfilin yet, they put on Tfilin there as well. However, the Morgan Rome says this is still a problem, and he's mafakbik bedino, and he decides that umetzadi lives so kashulchan aruch to pour mitzvila beis hamishta. At least in theory, he says that we don't put on the tefillin at the time of the wedding. Again, halacha lemaisa, this isn't applicable to us because we almost never have tefillin on at a wedding because we've put on the tefillin during shachris and we don't wear them all day. And the Morgan of Rome says, if somebody wants to be mekel and not to wear the tefillin there, the eis hamishta lo hivsid im echosin mesav etzlam. As long as the chosin is there, so technically they're potter from wearing the tefillin. And he paskins, this is like the opinion of Rashi. But the Vilna Gaon, divrei Agra, mashma she'ein lo hakelinyan tefillah, that was only talking about the tefillin, but to not daven, that's inappropriate according to the Vilna Gaon, as also brought down in the Beis Yosef. The Mishnah Berurah concludes by bringing the Olas Tomit and the Birki Yosef, who say that the minhag is like the Ramah, that the Chassid and all the party over there do, in fact, Menichim, Tfilin, and they say the Shema and the Shmoneh Esrei with the Tfilin on, Umespalami Yom Rishon at Yom HaShviyah throughout the entire wedding. Siv Ches. Kosvei Tfilin and Mezuzos. The people that are writing, they're so busy, the Sofrim, they were so busy writing Tfilin and Mezuzos. Haim, they, V'tagoreihem, and their middlemen, V'tagorei Tagoreihem, and their middlemen, and anybody involved in this Melech HaShemayim who's too busy with the tzik of writing tefillin and mezuzos is pturim, is absolutely exempt. Me'anochas tefillin kol hayom. They're exempt from putting on tefillin for the entire day. However, zulas b'shas kriyashma tefillah, that doesn't exempt them from putting them on when they say kriyashma and shmoneh esrei. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof Dalet explains that the tagoreihem are people, the middlemen, av shemar vichem izeh. They're not doing this purely l'shem shemayim. This is their business. They're making a parnasa of this. V'davka im ikar kavanosom kidei lamtzin lumkor l'misha tzorchem. But even though they're making money off this, there has to be with the intention that they're supplying people with these wonderful items of mitzvah. Aval mikar kavanosom rak lishtaker. But if this is just purely a business and they're not doing this at all l'shem shemayim, then lo mikrei osek b'mitzvah. That's not called osek b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah. And therefore, if it's absolutely for the pure profit that they're making, then they would be obligated to wear tefillin during that time. Again, nowadays, we do not wear tefillin all day, so this halach is also not lemaisa. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chafei writes, the middlemen of the middlemen, tagare tagarehem, hakonim min hakonim, limkor ayad al yad. So these are the people that are you're selling to this middleman who sells to that middleman, all the different wholesalers until it finally gets to the retail store. The Rama then adds, Hago, Vilmayu tzrichin lasos melachton bishas kriyashma utfila, os peturim kriyashma utfila utfilin. And if somebody is truly even so busy that he can't say Shema and Shmona Esrei, so he's technically potter from saying Shema and Shmona Esrei with his tefillin on as well. The Chol Ha'osek b'mitzvah, potter mi mitzvah acheres. Because somebody who is involved in a mitzvah is potter from doing another mitzvah at that time. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavav writes, Kigon, for example, what do we mean that another mitzvah is there? Kigon shin is damin lo konesh, he wrote to likno stam. The person is a sofer, he's about to go to shul in the morning, and somebody comes into him and says, I need to have a sefer Torah, a tefillin, or a mezuzah immediately. Vakone wrote to lifrosh bayom, and the person who's purchasing it is about to embark on a trip, o bishayara, or in a caravan of some sort, achshav, immediately. And if you don't help him out, he's not going to have the stam that he needs. The Evshal Lahamtid, and he can't wait until you finish going to shul. Acha sofer atagor yikai mitzvah achas shebo liyodo kigon hanochas tefillin or kriyashma, and he doesn't have time to wait till you put on your tefillin and say kriyashma or go to shul. V'hu adin shakol mitzvah, or any other mitzvah for that matter. Alkein mutu lichtov limkor lezeh, such a sofer technically has the right to give up his performance of the mitzvah and to do the tefillin and mezuzahs for this person. Even though he's going to miss out on the mitzvah, the Levush says that this is permissible. Chofetz Chaim writes, Ayin Bir Halacha, go look at my commentary in the Bir Halacha, where this is discussed in much more detail, but since we've run out of time, Ayin Shom yourself. This will conclude today's shir. We're in the middle of this sif, and we'll conclude with the rest of the Mishnah Berurahs tomorrow.